City Council is present, Teresa Hill, Jason Moran, our city attorney is absent.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we'd like to add a few things, three things to the agenda. We have an employee resignation. We have a number two would be a temporary emergency management appointment. And the third one is a use of city land for a snowmobile certification training. If we could get a motion to add those three things to the agenda.
I'll make a motion that we approve the agenda with the addition of the employee resignation, temporary emergency manager appointment, and use of city land.
A second.
I think you're all ready.
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Do we want to start with the three items or the old business?
The old business first.
Old business, okay. The winter parking regulation. A, the 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. We have a chance here to talk about reducing our 24 block parking restriction from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. in what is basically an extended from the downtown, including the downtown, all the way to the school. So we have
Teresa does have something to share here.
It's okay. I just, before you get going too far, I was asked to reach out and find out what other cities do the November to April and limited parking. I posted it on the member link out on the League of Minnesota Cities, and I only got two responses. They kind of do theirs a little different now, so you have to actually log in and check to see what the response is and who's posting, so it's not automatic. But I had a response from Rush City that said they did 2 to 6 a.m. November 1st through April 15th, and also Pine City. And theirs was November 1 to April 30th. And that's the only two responses that I got from cities on the listserv.
Those two cities are right next to each other on 35. One north, yep.
Let's open this up to conversation. I think our primary parking problems are in the downtown area with businesses that are open and affected by the 2 a.m. parking. And on our resolution here, with our parking restriction for the downtown area in the first section, 2nd Street from Lake to Paquin has two businesses that utilize street parking for employees and customers. Number two, 3rd Street from Lake until Hoosac, businesses open in that timeframe. And our main street on here, it's listed as number four, Main Street from Reed Street at the building center all the way until Highway 13. I'm not sure if that entire area needs to be as parking issues, but I would imagine from Reed Street until 3rd Street would cover 2, 3, and 4 altogether, basically. So number 2, 3, and 4 are the ones that have the largest effect in the downtown area. So we'd like to see that in changed for the restriction from November 1st until April 1st from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. outside of a declared snow emergency. Number three, I think, the 3rd Street, I'm sorry, number four, Main Street from Reed to Highway 13 could certainly be, in my opinion, reduced to Reed Street to 3rd Street.
I'd almost say we can go from 1st Street to 3rd Street on that, because I don't think we've got any overnight businesses in that area. We should basically go from Fire Hall down to 3rd Street. That encompasses most of your evening businesses. If we go down to Reed Street, we're getting down into by the lumberyard and residential in there. That's my thought on it.
Yeah, there isn't anything on Reed Street that is a business.
And I don't see any reason to go beyond 3rd Street on that, on Main Street.
I agree.
So what the thought pattern is with this then is that for those blocks, we're going to eliminate the winter parking rules just for those blocks. And then if there are special work to be done, snow plowing overnight or street sweeping or whatever else, we declare an emergency, snow emergency or whatever they want to call it in the off season, so that he can clean the streets, whether it's snow or leaves or whatever, on the overnights with no parking in the way.
We'll definitely need to have an opportunity for him to do that, mm-hmm. but we might not be able to use snow emergency rules. We might have to make a new rule for that. I'm not sure. Because currently our snow emergency rule is 2 inches.
We just do a temporary parking restriction then, something like that. Do we have the ability to do that, Teresa, correct?
Well, that's kind of what this lays out in. This or is a temporary, it's not year round.
If there were to be an opportunity to scrape those streets where it was, let's just say it was had several inches of snowpack, and then it was a good opportunity with temperatures and things to scrape that. Would that satisfy the snow emergency rules, or would it still need another?
No,
no, it would not.
No, but I think we could do the temporary parking restriction regardless of season. The question is, how much notice do we have to have for temporary parking restriction?
That I don't know for sure.
Because I know there'd have to be signage put up and that kind of thing in order for it to be
See, I don't know how that would be enforceable. I think you'd have a hard time enforcing that and getting word out that you're just going to do a temporary parking restriction for this.
I think it wouldn't be any different than doing blocking Main Street for hot summer nights or something like that.
I think it's different because you're talking a block of hot summer nights. It's in the newspaper, it's in your minutes, it's published out there, and it's already scheduled. So people know what's happening. I think if you just decide, you know, it's supposed to be 30 degrees tomorrow and we can peel up ice, even if you sent out notice, not everybody's on an emergency alert notice with us. So I think you would have a hard time getting vehicles off in order to do that. That's just my opinion on it.
I did have someone approach me and say that maybe an odd even, rather than just opening it up completely, we do an odd even. But I've seen that very successful in towns where it's worked, where it's been in place for years and everybody understands it coming in. But I could see how it could create a lot of confusion for a while until everyone settled in with it. Could be months or even literally years. And I can see that creating a lot of havoc for seasonal people coming in. People from out in the resorts and that. So I don't know if that's a great answer for us.
When we declare a snow emergency, so how do we let people know?
Well, it's automatic, so we publish it once a year. That says anytime there's an accumulation of 2 inches or more, it's an automatic emergency.
Automatic, okay.
Yeah, automatic, so there's no notification that's required because it's already done. But we do have an alert system where they can have their email or their mobile phone number put on to a list, and then when the emergency is declared, usually the PD sends that out and says snow emergency is declared, and then it goes to everybody who's on that list. But you know, we probably have 30 people on the list.
It's regular standard snow emergency is if there's 2 inches of snow or more, cars aren't allowed to park until it's cleared curb to curb, right, Al?
Correct.
So if it's declared, I mean, people know if you got 2 inches of snow, get your car out of the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's just standard procedure. That's in an ordinance, right?
Yep.
So that is enforceable.
Mm-hmm.
But this they're talking about only when there's no snow. Is that what you're referring to, the parking with no snow?
Essentially, yeah.
Basically turning these blocks into what is the rest of the town and reducing the footprint of the mandatory November 1st until April 1st. So these blocks will be excluded and be treated just like the rest of the town. In hopes of alleviating our parking problem in the downtown area.
I think that's kind of the core of our business area where we're going to have the evening and overnight parking. I know it doesn't cover all of the street parking for residential and that, but I don't know as to how we want to do that. So I think if we're going to carve anything out, that would be probably the best solution. My only concern is how are we going to incorporate temporary restrictions for Alan to be able to do what he needs to do. Because he's not always going to have a month's notice to say, I'm going to go down there to street suites on these days, or, you know, there are times when it's going to be a shorter notice.
Are you street sweeping at night?
Yes.
You do? Like, yes. For snow, or like, even without snow, just?
Yeah. Yep.
I guess we should ask.
And that's why these the 2 to 6 was put into place.
Okay.
We should ask, so are we gonna get, questions or allow audience to talk or not? Because obviously during a city council meeting, they shouldn't be, but if we want to allow people to talk, what are your thoughts on that?
I'm okay, as long as it doesn't get out of hand.
Okay.
Limit it to 3 minutes maximum per person?
Sure.
Just so we have order here.
Would you like to do that now?
Yeah, I would actually like to hear from a few people.
Roy?
I'm fine with it.
Awesome. Okay, would anybody?
May I just ask, could you state your name and address?
Mine?
Yes, please.
Joey Dominic.
Joey Dominic, okay.
245 East Main Street. I just had a question, I didn't know if.
Yeah.
The streets, you know, I see them during the day, so.
Protocol during a meeting is, you know, only we should be talking.
Yeah, well, I apologize.
You're fine, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
John?
Say, the one thing that I just wanted to add, Councilman Grove had asked the question about being cleared curb to curb. The exception would be some of our downtown area where it's removed from the curb to the center of the road. That would be the difference compared to the outlying areas of our city.
So it's pushed to the center and then it's open again?
That's correct for parking.
And then they pick up the center later.
Sure. And that's another thing that we wanted to add too, is that we're having outside contractors come in and clean that and blow that into the dump trucks.
Right.
So, which I would think would alleviate our city employees being tied up for a longer period of time because we have outside contractors doing that portion of the work.
Right.
So it might alleviate or make one less job for them to do. If anybody would like to address the council, please give your name and
address.
And hold it for 3 minutes.
Scott Potter, 107 East Main. And I know it's not an issue for most people, but Tina's gonna end up getting her leg cut off here the end of January. And when I'm out of town, it's gonna be tough for her to hobble over to the shop for her off-street parking, you know, to get to a vehicle, to go to her doctor's appointments or all of the above. And just to get stuff in the house, because, you know, Andy with her 3 kids and her groceries, she gets everything brought in the house and she's perfectly fine. Then she puts the groceries away, puts the kids away, and forgets to move her car. You know, like, that. If that happened this week, there'd be a ticket on her car tomorrow morning on a 60-degree day. That's kind of all I got to say. It's not,
regardless of the temperature, it's about street maintenance. It's not necessarily about what is being the temperature or the season. It's about being able to do street maintenance. I understand your concerns, though.
But it's not
about the temperature. It really isn't.
But now, couldn't you send the same notification out that tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. or whatever, they're going to sweep the streets? Or clean them, or well, the same process as removing the snow. Couldn't you send the same text out?
That's kind of what we're talking about.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Is there a reason you couldn't do that?
That's kind of what we're talking about doing. That's okay. What we're trying to decide here. So,
just for some clarity on this list, for notifications, this is not an all-encompassing list where we have everybody's number on it.
It's just people that have signed up, is my understanding?
That is correct.
Okay.
The reality is, I mean, if there was the ability to have everyone signed up, I get the idea of doing this, but with rental properties and people coming and going, not everybody gets the information. Do do you recall, Teresa, how many's even signed up?
I said, I think there's probably about 30. I don't, I would have to go back and count, but there's not a whole lot.
You know, I think one thing we could do there is, you know, some kind of a campaign in the...
We've done that.
Yeah, okay, website and the newspaper saying if you park on the street, yeah, sign up. And then, once we've done that a few times and, you know, if it doesn't work again, then we start ticketing if that's the process.
What, I have a question for Alan. If we were to open these three blocks or whatever up, like we talked about here, how difficult for you and your department would it be to come up with some sort of a temporary sidewalk type signage that you could throw up, say, the day before, then, so that people had at least 24 hours notice to say, hey, we're going to be sweeping the street? Is it, how often do you have that you just plan to do the street the next morning or middle of the night, you know, at the end of the workday type of thing?
Sometimes, I mean, you decide that, you know, you drive through town, it's like, man, these need to be, you know, cleaned up. But then again, if we're not supposed to be sweeping or parking on Fridays, why don't they enforce Fridays? There's an ordinance that's in effect for that.
Yeah, that was a new one. I didn't even know about that. So
can we turn phones off, please?
Yep, I'm trying to figure it out.
Watch.
Okay.
I'm just kind of trying to figure out how we would be able to bring that into existence and still get your...
But you're talking how many blocks?
Just basically three blocks. Main Street.
Main Street from...
First to Third. And then Second and Third Street from Main to...
That's five.
Yeah.
And aren't you talking Lake Street or... Second Street?
Second Street from Lake Street to...
That's two blocks. That's seven.
I don't know if I wouldn't go Lake Street.
Main Street?
Second Street.
Main Street South, like we had talked in the meeting?
Yeah, you mean by the grocery
Main Street
store?
South, but I wouldn't go north of Main for any of them. Those businesses are all closed after 4 or 5 o'clock.
True.
It's just carryover parking from the stuff on Main Street. So I don't want to make this any harder on our street department than we have to. And we can, if we decide to do this and it's not working or we need to open something else up, we can always adjust it, you know, later. But I'd like to try it in the least changing way that we can, so that it's not creating a lot of havoc.
So then from...
So you're right, it would be essentially five blocks or five streets.
Because that... So our Second Street, we would be number two. We would be reducing, it says from Second Street,
basically,
from Lake Street to Paquin, and we would be
Main Street
making that, leaving that in, so it would be Lake Street to Main Street would stay in, and then reduced would be Main Street to Paquin.
I would do...
Second Street to Paquin. That would be in front of LCS.
Second Street from Main Street to Paquin, yep.
Yep, that would be that one block.
Yep. And I'd do the same for...
Third Street.
Third Street also. I don't see a point in going further to the north than Main Street for any of them. Not at this point. Because like I say, those businesses that are on the streets between Main and Lake aren't open after hours. The grocery store closes at 8 o'clock or something.
Seven.
Okay. Seven. And they've got their own parking lot anyhow, so.
they would actually have a good opportunity with those streets cleaned up to then exit wherever they're at and get out of there. I mean, hopefully with the snow emergency, everyone's off the city streets and into private parking, which is our issue.
We got a comment over there,
Bill. So during a snow emergency, and I park on Main Street because that's my parking, are we allowed to park in where Bullheads was? Is that park lot open to?
That's not a parking lot.
That's
private property.
Okay, so what's the suggestion then that we do if, you know, when I have to get up and take my kids to school, you know, I mean, if it's snowing that much and they can't walk, for instance, then where would you suggest I park?
We're actually opening this up.
Yeah, I know, but that's part of, like, what I'm saying is that I'm asking what the options are. So when there is a snow emergency, I do have to move my vehicle, or I know it might snow that night, so I want to park somewhere else in case, so I don't, you know, wake up in the middle of the night having to move it.
So your options aren't changing other than these three blocks are actually going to be...
So you just park a couple blocks down on the street and you're fine?
Mm-hmm. So, no.
Well, not
there's
a snow emergency.
Right, she's talking snow
during
emergency.
During a snow emergency, yeah. It doesn't change.
No.
Yeah, we're not... It's not going to change for a snow emergency.
Is there any city parking available during a snow emergency?
Mm-mm.
I mean, off-street parking. Is there any lots left? I can't
think
of any.
Other than maybe the water tower area.
Yeah, that would be about it. The boat launch,
yeah.
The water tower.
This may not be the time to ask this, too, but that lot that people are parking on, that is private property.
It is private property.
Have we approached them about buying that or some?
I see a lot of cars parked down there too. I don't understand that too.
I really would.
That's not a good spot for a parking lot.
Okay. I mean, it is business wise, but it's also, that is prime real estate for business. I don't want to put another parking lot in the middle of the city like that. I'd rather see it get redeveloped. Yeah.
There's a lot of cars parking on there. I don't know who they are,
yes,
though.
Yeah, but on a snow emergency and it's 30 below zero for me to walk down to the water tower.
I understand.
It's like, I don't know what the options are. I mean, I don't think Wendy or Rich would mind if somebody parked in their park lot, but I don't want to just go and do that on my own.
What have you done in the past?
Nothing. This would be my first winter, actually, in water.
Oh, that's okay.
Right. So, may I just add? So, you may want to check with your landlord to see what they have lined up, because it's the landlord's responsibility to provide off-street parking.
And there is a small spot in the back, but the alleys are going to be the last things that are plowed. You know, assuming that they're going to do the streets before they're going to do any alleys.
Yes, that's a question for
what
Alan.
Which alley are you in? Behind?
Ron, I can see Ron's house from my...
Yeah, that alley that goes in between...
The Lions Club building?
Behind Double Main. Yeah,
that's private.
That's all a private alley.
That's a private alley.
Mm-hmm.
They don't follow it at all.
So that's up to the landlords to plow that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it's tough, but landlords are supposed to provide a parking spot. It should be on the city street, but I know.
There's parking back there.
I know it's tight.
There's definitely parking back there, and it is privately plowed.
Am I correct in this? No one should have street parking as their only option, right? Am I correct in that or not?
I don't.
For
yes.
Rental properties?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, just want to make sure I know what I'm talking about.
I think that whole block has parking in the rear that is definitely limited. But on a case by case, I certainly don't know who has what parking.
But if you open those blocks up, then they can park there overnight unless there's a snow emergency, is what you're trying to open up, right?
Yes.
Or a temporary parking restriction, yeah.
Mostly because of the length of the blocks where they, the rear in some cases are the entrance and exit, and in other cases are the emergency exit, and the front would be the opposite. Some are emergency exit, and then some are daily entrance. So you end up in a situation where one of them in the middle of the block has an entrance on Main Street and has an emergency exit on the alley side where the parking is, so that person has to go all the way around the whole block to get to their vehicle when it's not snowing or a snow emergency. And case by case, as you go through the downtown, you can see it flip-flop from who parks where, in back or in front. In this redeveloped alleyway that we did to the south of Main Street is going to turn out very good for those people back there. And I think in the future you're going to see the chamber ask for some EDA funds to beautify the backside of those so it looks.
TJ Paulson, 236 East Main. I live above Napa. I am one of the people that parks in the private spot because that way you don't get a ticket.
In the private lot?
Yeah.
Just understand, he could trespass you from there.
I absolutely understand that. I guess just my opinion in hearing what we're talking about, I think it would be huge to just open up the parking in the blocks that you're talking about and having just these no emergency times. That's totally understandable. I get it for Alan. I plow snow in the winter too. I get how much of a pain it is. So I do completely agree with what you're talking about doing.
Thank you.
I do think one of the issues we have is I think we have more people living in the downtown area now than we've had in the past, which is good for us, you know, but it's caused parking issues.
Yeah. Just somewhere to go where you can park and not have to worry about a snow emergency or being that person on. You just know you can go in, go to bed, get up, go to work. You don't have to even worry about getting up, moving your vehicle. Who's parking for other people that are visiting.
One of the concerns was the parking spaces that are technically assigned to each rental spot is maybe not observed by other people parking in those spaces because of the amount of the employees and the businesses in that alleyway, and
but that's kind of the people that own that property to enforce that. You know, if they've got people parking there that shouldn't be parking there or whatever, I mean, that's really on them to make a formal complaint and have those vehicles towed, because that's really not up to the city. I understand the plight of it, but we can't really do anything about that.
Mr.
Mann. So just a comment reference to the private property. So police department's not towing off of private property unless it's blocking a driveway, things like this. Those things need to be properly posted. And typically speaking, those type of areas have to have a contract set up with a tow truck company. It's got to be posted with who the tow truck company is, phone number, and some other information that goes with that. So that would be one thing that the property owners with said property would have to put up signage, do things like this. It's more than they just call the police department, hey, come tow this vehicle.
Right.
Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way.
And I wanted to throw this out to Tim, and I'm not trying to argue with you or anything, but so that area, that private, yeah, well, the private land that people aren't parking on, you know, the, what was Bullheads there. If we approach them, and I mean, they may not be interested, but if we approach them about buying it as a city and then we made it into a lot, they could still do what had happened with this lot over here. Somebody could still buy it and build on it.
They have.
What?
They have.
Not on Bullheads.
Oh, not yet, no.
No, that's what I'm saying. So you're not losing it, but you give temporary parking for, you know, for a while.
We're also taking it off the tax rolls too.
That would be another issue, but.
I don't know what the taxes are on that particular property, but.
So without disclosing, we've had a couple people interested. The property owner has been approached. The sale price is astronomical.
Oh, okay.
So that's why it hasn't been developed yet.
Okay.
The infrastructure that runs to that property makes it one of the most desirable to be developed, just to have everything within feet of your property.
There's also some type of redevelopment thing attached to that property too, right?
Correct.
I mean, it was some, what was it, like a TIF thing or something, or?
Yeah, we have it set up so that if it gets developed, then it could be TIFed and.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now I remember.
For incentive for redevelopment.
Like to have those answers to what people ask. Have an answer for.
We'll have to remind ourselves to ask that question upon development. Just what is your parking plan?
Well, yeah, it depends on what they're going to use it for. It's going to be used for commercial again. It would be street parking just like normal unless they decide to put a lot in there. But.
That lot goes almost to that next building, right?
Yes.
Would you
yes,
like to?
What's the address to this place?
Your name,
the
sir?
The private owner. What, oh. Is there an address that?
You could probably find that on the Beacon website through Lee Seward County. Okay. For that.
I would guess it's 233, but I'm just guessing because of being where my is and I'm. Appa's address.
Could you ask him to identify himself? I don't know.
Could I get your name and address, please?
My name is Damon Knight. I'm from the Shakopee Midlothian Sioux community. I just purchased a home here at 61646 Tatonka Lake Road.
Welcome to town.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Manning?
Sir, was your question, where is this at?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you went straight down the street here to where you hit Main Street, where the stop sign's at, it's the gravel area. So you're going down like two blocks, and then you hit Main Street. Okay, so it would be to the west, on the southwest corner of the intersection of Main Street and 3rd Street.
Yeah, it's literally one block this way.
Yes. I'm pointing the wrong way, aren't I?
Yeah, that's okay.
Sorry. I did not mean to confuse you, sir.
One
I was trying
way.
To help.
Happens to me too, John. It's literally one block this
you
way.
Step out the door, you can see it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's easy to get turned around here with the round wall.
I think, given the parking pitfalls that we're looking at, you know, opening these blocks up is probably our best alternative. I know it's going to create some pains for our street crews to clean those areas without some pre-planning, but it is going to allow for some extra street parking, not only for the businesses, but for residents in those areas.
In a perfect snow emergency, there won't be any vehicles parked in these streets that we're reducing this 24 block area.
And that may be something we need to change signage on to make it very clear that during a snow emergency, I think,
it's already posted.
Okay. we may need to put flags up there. If we do open this up, we may need to put some flags up there on those signs to make sure that people are aware that we're not just completely opening it up, that it's still enforceable during a snow emergency.
What signs are you talking about?
The
snow emergency or two to six signs?
No, the snow emergency signs. Because in those blocks, the 2 to 6 signs will be coming down. If we pass this.
Why can't the snow emergency signs stay up?
There would be.
Oh, okay.
Just the no parking 2 to 6 from November 1st to April 1st or whatever the April date is.
I guess what I'm kind of concerned about is what's going to happen if you okay these blocks for open these up and take these 2 to 6 down. What's going to happen on the next block when people come in and say, okay, you know, I'm having issues parking too, I want to be the same as the other four? Well, that's the only concern that I can see that's probably going to come forward to you. You're probably going to run into that.
We might find another block that to consider adding if it's something.
I guess I would consider adding those on a, you know, at a later date, but I really don't want to. I don't want to create more problems for you guys than I have to at this point.
No, then you get to a point where you might just well forget about the 2 to 6 and just open it up, close it in snow emergency, and go with it.
But at least at this point, it's only literally 5 blocks that, you know, that you've got a pre-plan for at this point. That's my thinking.
I would do have a question as far as like the notification thing you're saying with the phones. Say we do like a big campaign thing to make more people notified of this. I had no idea that even existed. We, you know, do a mailbox deal with the city, you know, mail out a flyer or whatever for everyone. You know, obviously it's everyone's own responsibility to sign up for it. But I mean, in aid of Alan, you know, let's say he wants to do his, you know, sweet street sweeping or what have you, can we use that system for that with Alan, or is that not?
I think so, if we can plan it out far enough ahead of time.
So let me just back up a little bit. So we did do a mailing, a newsletter we do before the snow emergency hits, that talks about all of the snow emergencies, sidewalks, all of that.
Okay.
And included in that is also if you wish to to sign up for a notification. So it gives the individual, you know, the ways that they can be notified. So that goes out every year.
Okay. I must have missed it.
Yep, it we do a flyer every year on that.
Yep.
I got mine.
Yeah.
Got it, I missed it.
Do you receive a water bill?
No.
There you
go. Yeah. So your landlord should be informing you of that.
Yeah. Could we do something in the paper, though? Well, not everybody gets a paper, but if you want one avenue.
So I do the snow emergency notifications usually saying, you know, and the 2 inches automatic snow emergency, but not the fact that they can sign up. I do not put that in the paper, no.
Teresa, if people that are here tonight want to give you their number, could they do it tonight, or is that not enough time for you?
No, they could. It doesn't take me long to do it. I just need their phone number and their carrier.
Oh, just ask all you guys that are concerned to get on that list.
I think maybe adding that little tidbit in the paper when we do the snow emergency notification might help. It's not going to be the end-all be-all, but it would open it up to maybe some people that...
And as much as people communicate on Facebook and stuff, now, you know, getting that out there and then making it so, like, we can share it and stuff, too, you know, so we can spread the word to a lot of people.
And maybe even on the school's Facebook page, because I know a lot of parents follow WEM, just the school, and that's how they get a lot of...
I know the chief way they get messages now is the text, because my wife sends a lot of them out. So.
I don't believe at this point the city's got a Facebook page, and I don't think it's in the planning stages at this point. So
that may just, you know, an outlet that we can use to prep more people.
But it's not, because it would have to go out through a city Facebook page and
city website. But
we could do it through the city.
You could put it on the city website. Just people aren't used to looking at that. Maybe
why not ask the Chamber of Commerce to put it on their Facebook?
There.
Yeah.
You know, they need to carry some responsibility.
And a lot of this is for them, too.
Yeah.
So, That's true.
Just throwing it out there, so.
Yep. We understand, you're being helpful, thank you.
So if these changes are made, Teresa, do we have to go through the whole ordinance pause thing or just a resolution?
So I'll need to know, as we do this, we'll need to know, go down all 9 items and make sure that I understand exactly what's there. Then I'll relay that information to Jason. I'll have Jason actually do up the resolution for this one. And then the resolution would need to come before you at your next meeting, whether it be the November 28th or your December meeting. You would have to decide on that. So it would not, and then the resolution goes into play.
Do you have it written down, Bill, the ones that we're changing?
I do.
Or you do?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I do.
Do we have other discussion?
So in the meantime, can we still not supposed to park on the street?
Correct. Not until anything has changed.
We have, this is another issue that we, with no parking in the alley, that we've purchased land, traded some land, did some things to do the alleyway.
Right
over here. And we're currently moving the utilities, the gas line utilities, to the right of way in that alley. Mm-hmm. So there's currently no parking there. And information from the inspector was possibly into the start of Thanksgiving week. Hopefully the Friday before they're finished, but any holdups would be right up to Thanksgiving, possibly. That extra 3 days right there. So we should probably have a conversation about allowing or not ticketing or towing, as long as no one can park in the alley.
Right.
All the way from Paquin, all the way curved around to Second Street South.
John, have you been ticketing people now?
No, we have not. Because of this issue being up in the air, various information going out, whether correct or incorrect, we've put the 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Entire area on hold. Fact of the matter is, until this is resolved, we would hate to have people getting ticketed thinking they're trying to do the right thing or that. So right now, that area, I've instructed my officers to put that on hold up until the point that this is resolved. If you're asking me the question, go to you up and write tickets right now, yes, the answer to that question is yes. However, we have not done that for best practices.
I think you use officer discretion on that.
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay. So could we just continue that policy until?
I think so.
After Thanksgiving?
Because they're not, right now, they're just.
Do you want to continue until December 4th?
See, that's what I really think we should do.
But I don't know as to how I would, I think I would just leave it at officer discretion. I don't know as to how I would do a formal resolution or whatever.
Yeah, because currently all the people are parking in that private lot.
Yeah. And I mean, we can, but.
We know how the weather changes all the time, but I just did a brief look at the weather for the rest of the month and it looks dry and warm.
So to be very clear though, should we have a snow emergency at 3 o'clock in the morning? That's a snow emergency, that's a completely different deal.
Right, snow emergency always trumps all.
Right. Well, yeah.
Given that, I'm gonna make a motion that we adopt changes of this, and we'll discuss what the changes are as we go through this.
Can't do that totally.
You have to do a resolution, so you need to direct us to make the changes and formulate the resolution.
I get, yeah, okay, I guess that's what I was saying is.
Okay.
Yep, so we'll look at doing the resolution. Do you want the changes now, or do you want to, how do you want to list them out?
All right, let's just go number one, First Street, and go right down the list to nine, and then we have A, B, C on the bottom also. So you're looking at changing, I want to know exactly the wording, because it's got to be included in the resolution. So First Street.
John's got.
No change.
No change, so you're not doing any change from First Street, from Lake Street to Paclin.
No change on First Street.
Okay.
Number two.
Yep.
Would be.
Main to Paclin.
Second Street from Main to Paclin. Number three would be Third Street from Main to Paclin.
Okay.
Number four would be Main Street from First Street to First Street.
Okay.
No change on five through nine.
Okay.
Did that make sense?
Yep.
How about A, B, C then?
And then you also have the Friday parking, which is item B.
That's the one that we found surprised all of us, correct? It came up that I don't even think any of us knew that was there. No parking Friday mornings from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m.
Could we ask Al his view?
Why a Friday?
That was just a designated day, I'm sure.
Just picked a Friday to.
It's been in the ordinance book for a long time.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been Monday, it could have been Tuesday. That was just the day that they picked, right?
First of all, yeah.
It was before Al's time.
Before Al's time. Before Al's time.
Are we okay with eliminating B?
B is.
Because you're not using that, right?
The Friday you're talking, is that what we're talking?
Yeah.
I would like to see it eliminated, because I think it's going to create a lot of confusion. So eliminate the Friday parking restriction.
Okay.
John, did you have something you wanted to add?
No, I just wanted to make sure we were including all of Main Street, both sides of the street, and not half of the street, so you covered exactly what was my question.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so I have direction on that. So your motion would be just to direct a resolution to be formulated upon the suggested language or suggested streets.
Yes, sorry.
Yeah. And then I'll second that.
So we should vote with that motion in a second. Unless we have further discussion.
Under C, did we, number two?
C echoes A and B.
Okay, thank you. All in favor on the
resolution?
Resolution.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Is there a reason we would want to do some sort of formal motion for the I'm going to call it lack of enforcement until this gas line is done for the alleyway or for the streets, because people can't park in the alleyway? I don't see a reason to, as long as the officers are.
My suggestion would be up until this is put into place. We get this figured out in case there's any other changes. We're not reverting back to something and changing mid-course. That would at least be my suggestion. And the directive that's went out is basically, until this gets figured out, this is on hold.
Yes.
So
because I don't want to start doing something and then go, oh, hold a minute. Hold on, we need to add this, change this, move this, and now we have an issue.
So in reference to your question whether or not you can do a motion on suspending, my answer would be no, because all parking regulations have to be done by resolution or ordinance changes. So,
so there's your answer. We can't, we can't really do anything on a temporary basis there.
In other words, it's just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Some other business?
We have the three items that were added here. We need a motion to accept the resignation letter.
So the resignation letter you have in front of you only states emergency management, but he also is resigning his position as a police officer, right? He did that one for you. So you could just do the motion for both EM and police officer, so accepting the resignation of Officer Spicer.
We're just accepting the resignation, or we're accepting the resignation and declaring vacancy?
So you are just, this motion is to just do the resignation.
I will make a motion that we accept the resignation of Duncan Spicer, sadly.
And it is for the police officer position and the emergency management. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Now, do we need to declare an emergency or vacancy? No.
No. So, the next item, I'm sorry, Bill.
It's okay. Number two is the temporary appointment of an emergency management. We have someone available who can do that right now.
So, just to make sure that I don't have a lapse with emergency management, I'm requesting that Amy Sear be appointed as a temporary emergency management director upon the vacancy of Beck Spicer's position. So she would start the 27th of November in that position.
Who's that? Amy Sear.
Amy Sear. She is currently the second in command.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we appoint Amy Sear as the temporary emergency manager.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. And number three, is the snowmobile club that would like to do their training and certification on city property, which is the same property we've used for across from M&W, where we do the tractor pull and bullhead days festival activities.
I'll make a motion that we allow city use, or excuse me, the snowmobile club to use city land for their training.
I'll second.
How long do they do that?
It's for one day on December 9th from 9 to 1.
Do you want that to be part of the motion?
We can just do it as submitted. That's fine.
Okay. As submitted.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.